I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Podcast. This podcast is about pheromones. Mm. Ooh. But before we dive in...
What does that mean? Wait, what does it mean?
Pheromones?
Yeah.
You'll learn in the episode.
Oh, okay.
But
I already know, but I didn't want to ask you.
But ask titties, cock pussy. Before we talk about pheromones, Chip, do you want to have a dance party with me?
Okay. I'm always down for a dance party.
Okay, so this is a special song. April already knows about it. I already played it for her. But I had it custom made for Chip, this one. Chip right here. I love her so much.
We sent it to our landlord and
she was dancing in the corner.
She was singing back to us too. She's like, one, two, three. Wait, you have to play it.
Okay. So play the song. So just before you all hear this, I just want to let you know. So there is an app that you can create your own customized songs for someone you love. A great gift item. And, you know, I just love Chip all the time. So I made this for her and it's called Songfinch. And I chose this very specific artist because I knew it would resonate with April. His name is Was I On Key. It looks like Wazian. Was I On Key? And he nailed it, right, Chip?
Okay, yes. I also have to say, I didn't understand because you had tried to explain this to me before Songfinch.
Like, I don't get it.
And then you had Was I On Key make this song. And when I heard it, not only did I start to, I cried with like happiness. And I've listened to it, I don't know how many times. It's awesome. It's catchy.
Your partner's like singing it in your house.
He was like, this is dope. So it's so good. And everyone has to hear it. But I didn't understand until it's so personalized. And are we playing the whole song?
Oh, we're giving you the whole song.
Oh,
right
my
now.
God. Okay.
Oh, we're giving
it's about
the whole
3 minutes
song.
Long, but it's worth it.
Oh, yes.
And it's catchy.
So here's the thing. So it has all these inside jokes that are between Chip and I, but you will hear some of them that you will resonate with.
Yeah. They will also know. They remember Snakey?
Snakey.
Snakey. Yeah. And then Chip.
1, 2, 3, shower.
1, 2, 3, shower.
I didn't have him say shower like that.
You didn't include squirrel, but that's okay.
I know. I forgot squirrel.
Next time.
All right. So here we go.
I'm going to make you one next.
Are you ready though? We can't stop listening.
I love this shit. I love it. It's probably going to become a part of our intro.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Here you go, everyone. You're welcome.
We met almost 20 years ago. Within a couple days, we were inseparable. When you told that funny story about being spanked, I was like, yeah, okay, that's my best friend. Hey, Chip, I'ma tell you like this. Like, shake and bake, you're the chip to my dip. Even though people think we're sisters or lesbian lovers, you are my ride or die non-sexual life partner. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin. And there's nobody else I'd rather do this journey with. Together, me and you, baby, we shameless. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin. Hey, who would've thought we'd make a business and a podcast and be successful with it? Look how time passed. And we're so close, it's like we have our own language. We're making sex and relationships shameless. April, I love you, I'm singing your praises. Even when you eat too much cheese and start to too snakey, nothing can make our relationship sour. And remember, 1, 2, 3, shower. Even though people think we're sisters or lesbian lovers, you are my ride or die non-sexual life partner. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin. And there's nobody else I'd rather do this journey with. Together, me and you, baby, we shameless. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin. April, I love you, I'm singing your praises. Even when you eat too much cheese and start to toot, nothing can make our relationship sour. And remember, 1, 2, 3, shower. Even though people think we're sisters or lesbian lovers, you are my ride or die non-sexual. whole life partner. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin. And there's nobody else I'd rather do this journey with. Together, me and you, baby, we shameless. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin. Even though people think we're sisters or lesbian lovers, you are my ride or die non-sexual life partner. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin. And there's nobody else I'd rather do this journey with. Together, me and you, baby, we shameless. You keep me laughing, cracking up, girl, you're my twin. You are my tiny hairless dolphin.
Oh my God, never gets old.
And no, it's not AI generated, everyone. These are actual artists.
This is an actual that human.
Created it. Because my partner said that. He's like, so wait, did Amy just get AI to generate? I was like, no, it's not.
This actually in itself is not an ad. We just wanted y'all to hear about this.
Well, it's because you took a lot. How long did it take you to do all that?
It took me like 45 minutes to do the whole thing. Because it was like, tell me about the relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, the relationship that you have with this person. Why do you want to make the song for them? And Was I On Key nailed it. If you want to find him on Instagram, by the way, it's Wasi, W-A-S-I.
But I love this song finch thing. I just have to say. And so that's the last blip that I'm going to give.
It's awesome.
But I'm so stoked. They're supporting artists. As far as I know, they're supporting artists. So like, I want to make one for you for your 40th birthday.
You better.
That's next year, everyone, 2025. But
hey.
I want to make one for all my friends. I want to make one for Legend, but he wouldn't even care. So I'm not going to waste the money on that one.
You can do it selfishly for yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So in other news, we have retreats coming up. Hey, well, we actually don't. They're not scheduled yet. But we are
we
in...
just finished our retreat when this launches.
No, we're in the retreat
when this launches.
We're in Tulum right now.
We're having so much fun. No one's
We're having
even
so
knew.
Much fun in Tulum right now.
Yeah.
It's the future. And so this retreat that we are in right now is for all women or vulva-owning humans. And we want to know, where would you like us to have our next retreat? We would like to do it not next fall, this fall.
And also, if you aren't a vulva-owning human and you're a person that wants to be a part of our retreats, please answer this call to action that Amy's about to give
but
you.
But we also want all humans, vulvas,
right.
Non-vulvas, all the things.
Couples.
Like, please respond
maybe.
To the our ask for what you want. We want to know, like, do you want couples? Do you want just women? Do you want to do all genders? Do you want it in October? Do you want our retreat in January?
Also, where do you ask for locations?
Yeah, we want locations.
Like Mexico, Greece. I want to go to Bali. I want to go to Japan. I want to go to Australia.
Japan's not on the list, but there's an other category.
Well,
you can put
other.
It on
yeah.
there.
I want to go to Wisconsin, Amy. I really want to go to Wisconsin.
So we're doing our next retreat in Wisconsin. And
yes.
So please do this if you have time and you want to come to a Shameless Sex retreat. Go to our website, shamelesssex.com, go to connect, and then go to retreats. And then there's a link at the bottom of the page. Or if you just go to our show notes for this episode, the link will be there so you can go and answer our... It's very quick too, by the way. It's like 3 questions. It will take 2 minutes out of your life.
And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Remember, everything is...
Well, then move on to the next thing.
It's a choose your own adventure with that one, or a pleasure path. Let's talk about events, Amy.
All right. So we have shows and we have workshops. What do you want? Do you want a show, not just with us, with a whole bunch of guest speakers? Or do you want a workshop? You know, how-tos, how to play with sex toys, how to have better sex, etc. So May, that's next month, 2024. On May 17th, we will be in New York City and we will be at the Museum of Sex NYC. This is a free event. It's more like a meet and greet kind of hangout in an awesome place. It's like a carnival happening all around there. Go to our website to find out more and please come hang out with us. If you are in Philadelphia, May 18th, we will be there as well, but we will be at the Hustler Hollywood Adult Store, and this will be a workshop more geared towards what I said earlier, like how to play with sex toys, how to have better orgasms, how to connect with your partner, a little bit about couple stuff, and also if you're single, come there too. We just did one in LA. It was a big success. And oh, wait, okay, let's go into the shows. Chip, the shows.
We are doing events. We have been asked by so many folks out there, when are you coming to hang out with us? When are you going to come to this city? When are you going to come visit us? So we are on tour and we would love to see you. There is a sense of urgency here, y'all, because if you don't buy a ticket to any of the events, we're in Portland, Chicago, LA, Seattle over the next few months through August right now. But if you don't buy tickets and we don't meet our minimums, and we have minimums, then we will cancel the show.
We stay in Santa Cruz. It's paradise over here.
Yeah, I don't mind. This was actually brought to us and we're like, we'll do it. So it will be, we've been working with amazing creators to figure out what we're going to do for the show. Like Dirty Lola is one of them. We met with her today. She is probably going to make a guest appearance at one of our shows. However, if you are in Portland, Chicago, Los Angeles, or Seattle, please check out, or if you have friends that are, check out shamelessx.com for how to buy. There's a link to get a ticket. Our tour kicks off pretty much
mid-June.
Mm-hmm. June. It's actually on Father's Day. So if you want to do something nice for your daddy in your life,
hey, daddy,
or you're a daddy that just wants to be daddied, then come see us. You have to buy a ticket see us.
Here's the special thing, though, everyone. We are offering free sex and relationship advice.
Oh, yes, this is true.
From Shameless Sex, from yours truly, that is personalized to you when you buy a ticket to our event.
So how do they do that? Let's break it down for them.
It's really easy. Go to the show notes and there's a link to do that. Or listen to the full episode for more information, because halfway through this episode, you will have more information on how to do that.
Boom.
That's right. Amy or April, probably giving you free bonus sex and relationship advice, just geared towards you, your personal experience. All you have to do is buy a ticket to, take the ride
take the ride.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what Hunter S. Thompson said.
All right, time for a sex question. Here we go. I don't know what I want during sex. My boyfriend is constantly asking me, what do you want or like? And I just freeze up. I was raised in a conservative family where sex wasn't talked about, and I'm new to talking about sex. I also have never orgasmed from penetrative sex, and I know my boyfriend would love it if I did.
I've been there. You've been there.
Hell yeah. And I haven't really explored my own body very much. I can tell my boyfriend is really frustrated because he kind of shuts down when I don't respond to his questions. How can I learn more about what I want and feel safe sharing that with him?
And you think this is a vulva owner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. This is
common question.
It's not only so common, but it's happened to both of us. Uh-huh. And because we've had questions like this so many times before, we've included, and in chapter 3 from our book, we have this similar question. It's not the exact question because that could never be right, but the nuances are there. And chapter 3 is, how do I know what I want in the bedroom? And in the CYOPP, and what's the CYOPP, Miss Amy?
So it's Choose Your Own Pleasure Path, kind of inspired by Choose Your Own Adventure, but this is nonfiction and it's our own rendition of that. And so it is designed for us to not tell you what you should do, but give you the options on how you can make your ultimate choice based on the outcome you want.
It's like solving a mystery,
yes,
Nancy Drew.
But it's your own unique mystery.
Exactly. So I'm going to read, because we could give you our answers off the cuff, but it's better to just go with this part. So
we also spent 2 years creating this.
Yes, exactly. So
not
if
just
you,
this part,
if you have the Shameless Sex book, whether it's hardcover, we only have it on hardcover, or if it's Audible, but it's from chapter 3, this is page 109, and it's the subtitle is, I don't know what I want during sex. And I'm just going to read you two pieces of the CYOPP because it could help you resonate, and it will tell you different areas you can also go to in the book where you can get deeper knowledge and actual results or solutions to this sex question. Number one, do you want to develop a better understanding of what your body likes and dislikes so you can discover things that you want to try in the bedroom? If so, continue to read this chapter. We also recommend going to page 206 of chapter 6, How Can I Become a Better Lover? Or page 36 of chapter 1, Am I Normal? To learn why many vulva owners are not having orgasms during penetrative sex and uncover key tools to help shift that. Also, reading pages 58 and 65 of chapter 2, Am I Broken? Which discuss seeking pleasure after shame, trauma, or other difficult situations might be helpful. Number two, do you think shame and or trauma could be affecting your connection with your partner? Or do you have an internal belief that this is your fault or there is something wrong with you? If so, we recommend going back to page 29 in chapter 1, Am I Normal? To understand how to work with shame and trauma and learn ways to shift limiting beliefs. Also, go back to page 58 in chapter 2, Am I Broken? To discern why those blocks exist and learn how to move through them.
Mm-hmm. So this is just a little taste.
Those are just a taste.
So if you were that person, you're asking that question, or this person with this question, those are only two of the, I think, four CYOPPs we have, right? So you would feel into like, okay, what's the outcome I want? So if you continue to read this chapter to the shameless sex's ways to stimulate self-pleasure, it's everything from setting the scene to how to get into your masturbation zone or your self-pleasure zone.
Take
time. It's all about how to actually go slower than slow. I know we talk about that, but like, how do you actually do that? What does that mean? How to explore everywhere in your body. A lot of people just focus on genitals or like the erogenous zones. So if you want to check this out, everyone, it's Shameless Sex, the book. So we're not fully answering the sex question. Why? Because we've done it many times in past episodes, first of all. And we're not discrediting this question. We're like, this is an important question.
We're not disregarding it either.
Not at all. But we have a whole chapter in our book that is related to this, is addressing this. You can get the hardcover. You can get the Kindle version, the ebook. You can also get an audio version. It doesn't cost you a lot of money, and it has answers to so many questions, and not exactly answers, but options to so many questions beyond this, whether you have a penis, a vulva, you have an asshole, most of us do, and it is awesome. So what is our book called, April? What is it called again?
So our book is called Shameless Sex, and our subtext for that is choose your own pleasure path to unlock the sex life you've been waiting for. It's long, y'all, but that's because we wanted to make sure everyone knew that you have the power to choose your own way. Sex is complicated. Humans are complicated. It's not simple.
Nope.
Our book simplifies it as much as we can for you. So
300 pages of simplification.
Yeah. And if you haven't bought it yet, I don't like you anymore.
So you can go to all of your favorite vendors for this.
Yeah.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore. If they don't have it, ask them, where's Shameless Sex, the book? Why don't you
I
have
call
this?
The bookshop Santa Cruz. I'm like, yo, where's Shameless Sex? They're always sold out of it, by the way. They sell out of it all the time.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh,
and they put the local author area on.
And I have actually purchased it from there too, because I give it as a gift. So moving on, everyone, thank you for listening to that. And remember, Amy and I put 2 years of work into that, and we're not guilt tripping you. We love you.
We love you.
And yeah, I hope to see you in a city near yourself soon. Mm-hmm. And if not, just listen to this bio.
Yeah. Bio me.
Okay. Jackie Rubinoff is a dynamic entrepreneur and relationship expert with a profound passion for promoting healthy and fulfilling connections between individuals. With over a decade of experience, Jackie has made a significant mark in the international market. As owner and vice president of Eye of Love, which spans over 20 different countries worldwide. To smell and learn more, go to eyeoflove.com.
All right, everyone, it is interview time, and we are here with Jackie. Oh my God, I should have practiced your name before.
Rubinoff.
Okay.
You nailed
insecure.
It.
Yes, Jackie Rubinoff. She is here.
How would you have said it?
No, I didn't even look at it. I just got nervous.
You're so cute.
You had multiple F's at the end. I was like, am I going to say that right? What if it's German? Yeah. I can't. Anyways, we are here today with Jackie Rubinoff. Yes, I said it right. And we're so excited to learn all about pheromones. Jackie is one of the founders of Eye of Love.
I'm smelling my armpit just to see what my pheromones are.
Let me smell.
What are they like?
You need some Eye of Love.
Oh, man.
Always.
Yeah. Always. Yeah, you always do.
I do wear it actually every day. So
yeah. And fun fact, I carry my purse at all times. But everyone, it's not just about Eye of Love. We're going to learn about pheromones, which a lot of people have questions about. So you already heard a little bit about Jackie in the bio, in the intro. Jackie, can you please tell us a little bit more about how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality and pheromones?
Yes, of course. I have always been, you know, the go-to friend as it relates to, you know, relationships and love and friendships. And so I've always been, you know, interested in that. So I studied marriage and family therapy and family studies in college. And then upon graduating, I started working with my dad, who had started Eye of Love. And at that time, he was selling primarily internationally in Europe and Asia as a B2B company. So then he brought me in and we, you know, brought Eye of Love to, you know, the States and over 20 countries. And now we sell not only B2B, but B2C. And our whole goal is just to create products that enhance people's love lives, because that's always been my goal, is enhancing relationships. So now I'm able to do that, not only, you know, in speaking or working with people, but also through products as well. So it's been a great journey so far.
It's a great brand. And for anyone out there, because I remember before I was in a sales role and before I became a partner in Hot Octopus, I didn't understand. And people might be like, you're an idiot, April. However, I didn't know what B2B and B2C were. I was like, what does that mean?
I didn't either.
And so it's business to business or business to consumer, which is like direct to consumer. So it's not like Jackie's not going around with I Have Love in her trunk and sitting outside of a store being like,
spraying pheromones on
people.
Do you
want to buy this pheromone product?
She's like that person in the middle of the mall. Like,
sometimes I tell them what I do without access. I'm like, oh, I have a sex toy company, you know, and this podcast. And they're like, oh, so you like go to like people's homes and sell sex toys? I was like, no, I don't. Really. I could, but I don't. So just to correct everyone.
Thinking of like, Jehovah's Witnesses and people for religious purposes who knock on doors or like buy, you know, or people like raising money and buy these candy bars, but buy these dildos or this.
Or Jackie with the trench coat that has pheromone choices that she like, she's like, which one?
But she smells good.
But you smell really good.
At least I smell good. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we've met you in person before when we've done the Vibe Expo, and I believe another time, and you're just fabulous, and congratulations on this company. And this topic of pheromones, not only is it, it's one of a mystery for a lot of people because they've asked, I know me and I know Amy as well, because I've been in the room when she's been asked the same question, like, what do smells, do they really matter? Like, and I think absolutely, but let's talk about the purpose of pheromones. What is the purpose of pheromones? What do they do and how do they work in the body?
Yeah, let's dive into all things pheromones. So everybody has pheromones naturally, and we tend to mask our pheromones often. So we're shaving, we're putting on deodorants, we're showering, we're doing all these things that are covering up our natural pheromones. And what pheromones are they're, you know, a natural chemical that we release, and it's what makes people not only sexually attracted to you, but also just drawn to you in a friendly way as well. And then just a little bit of the science behind it is that when you breathe in the pheromones, it goes through your nasal passage to the hypothalamus, and that's what triggers that response of arousal or attraction.
So like when you meet those people that you're like, their smell so good, that has in your like genitals get tingly, that has totally fucking up. Okay, good. I'm thinking for making sense of that.
Yes, there is a chemical reaction that occurs when you smell the pheromones. But the pheromones that we use are actually completely unscented. So we add different fragrances to the products to enhance that experience for you. So you'll have either, you know, flowers in there, or you'll have vanilla, or you'll have jasmine, which also have attracting properties as well as the unscented pheromones.
What about dudes though, if they don't want flowers?
So the dudes have, we have over 30 fragrances, but for dudes, we have fragrances that have musk, or they have cedarwood or sandalwood, or, you know.
My partner wears the same fragrances as I do, and they smell totally different.
Yeah. And they do smell different on everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And whatever, because I don't know if there's that's something that I didn't plan on asking, but is there a reactivity between the things that you put on your body and how the body processes it differently between human to human?
And can I add to that? Is it just pheromones, or is that just like perfumes and colognes in general? Because are you using pheromone ones?
No, not all the time. But he uses the same pheromone.
All skins and skin and bodies react differently to both pheromones and scents.
Yeah, exactly. So the scent is, it really does smell different on everyone based on, you know, your skin and your chemistry and everything. But for the pheromone itself, because it works on two different levels. So you have the pheromone first, which is what's stimulating that chemical reaction when you breathe it in. And then you also have the fragrance, which is a completely different level. So you want to spray it on your chest area where your sweat glands are, because that's where the pheromones are best activated. And of course, you're sweating in other areas, obviously, but this is kind of the area that's really going to like give it off to people. And like you said, it will smell differently on everyone based on your skin and chemistry.
I've been putting it on the back of my neck and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not right. Okay.
No, it's great. It's great.
She actually doesn't sweat much.
Yeah. No.
She's like a weird dolphin.
No, it's great. Because for the fragrance, you can spray it anywhere you want. You can spray it on your pulse points. You can spray it behind the ears. You can spray it wherever you want for the fragrance. It's just that additional pheromone component that you also want to spray right here.
So, okay. So wait, this isn't part of our question. And Amy has a question. I just want to a continuation of that last question. So if I didn't put anything on, I did not have Eye of Love on my body. And let's say I didn't put anything on, like I didn't put deodorant on. I didn't, which I know kind of what I smell like without deodorant. And it usually comes just from my armpit region. And I mean, yeah, it's okay.
No, it really
it's
is pretty
little,
nice.
I think it's a little citrusy. I'm always like, it smells like a little grapefruity. So each person will emit a different scent that could attract or not attract. Like back, I'm assuming back in the day, maybe people put like dirt or something under their armpits and they sweat too much. And so it was like, ooh, your dirt
Isn't
smells really good.
Where came from?
Like, I don't.
I'm pretty sure patchouli was like no a massive.
Yeah. This is why it's fascinating. Yeah. This topic is so fascinating because yes, you can kind of, you don't use any scents to, you kind of enhance that with your product. But I'm talking about before, like biologically, I'm assuming pheromones are there for attraction of other what like human to human, right? Like I am exactly. woman, you are man, you are caveman, Amy, like my pheromone.
It's baby making business.
Yeah.
Exactly. But also I'm going to take that and just say that's a part of it because I don't think that all humans have always like maybe we're in this era where like millennials don't want to have babies anymore. But I think there's been people of all since the dawn of time that didn't want to have children. So it's not just about baby making, it's about companionship.
I just don't want to smell like CVS.
CVS?
Yeah, like where I smell like a chemical.
Like the drugstore?
Yeah. Oh. Or Rite Aid, whatever.
This podcast not sponsored by CVS.
And it will never be.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ooh, that was our squirrel moment for the day. Okay, let's ask you another question. What about some of the myths about pheromones? And I think we kind of already covered some of them, but what people think to be true that is not true, or vice versa. Like, what do you know about the myths about pheromones?
People think that you know, they're going to spray it and everyone is going to, you know, come running to them and that they don't have to do anything. But well, that's the first myth, I guess, is that it's a magic potion. And I wish it was a magic potion, but unfortunately it doesn't work that way. It's more of like a subtle attraction where, you know, if there is an attraction, it will take that relationship to the next level, but you're not going to be sexually attracted to someone that you had completely no interest in before. It's just going to enhance what's already there. And then I would say the second myth is that like, it's not going to fix, you know, a rude attitude or bad behavior. Like you still have to put in the work. Like we're going to give you that, you know, key, but you still have to, you know, close the deal. So it's not going
to have to work still. There's not like a perfect little blue pill.
I wish. Trust me, I wouldn't be working if that was the case and I had that magic pill. But it definitely can increase social interactions. It can, you know, help you if you're, you know, in real estate and close more deals. It can help you if you're a bartender. It can really give you a little extra edge in your daily life. But like I said, you still have to put in the work, unfortunately.
Well, this is one thing we were talking about before we started recording, because you're a mom of two and you have like a 2-year-old and 3-year-old. And we're like, well, would pheromones help if your 2-year-old is like being a little asshole? Like if you put like a certain spray on, like this one deters them from being mean to me. This one makes them really nice. And you're like, no, nope, doesn't work that way.
It doesn't actually. Yeah. If the thing's already not there, it's not going to
I know, but I was like, that would be so cool. And that's a bummer. But like, yeah, I mean, and this isn't about children, but pheromones aren't just about, they're not about just sexuality. It could be about attraction, what you're talking about, like in real estate.
Or like, it seems like alignment. Like less attraction attraction. And also like, do we fit well together even as talking or being friends?
Right, exactly. And honestly, when we started this business, we started in Asia and we were selling more for the social aspect to help people feel more confident and feel more social and feel more friendly. So like I said, it wasn't just the sexual attraction. And honestly, like a lot of the testimonials we get on the website of course, we have, you know, all of the ones that, you know, enhance their marriage and they help them find love. But we also get the people that say, like, I sell way more when I'm wearing your product versus when I'm not. Mm. Or like I was saying, the real estate agents, we have several of them that have bought it for their whole, you know, real estate agency because they say they swear that they sell more. And even if it does just boost your own confidence, like that will help you sell more. Like people just feel better when they're wearing the pheromones. They feel like they have that extra boost or, you know, turbocharge energy.
100%. Have you ever, I'm going to ask this to both of you and maybe everyone listening out there, to Jackie and to Amy, have you ever hooked up with anyone and like during maybe like the intimacy process or like being close to their bodies, you're like, I do not like their scent.
That was actually one of our next questions.
Oh, was it? Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't even get that. Okay.
Might as well ask it. Well, now that you're here.
Yeah. Well, so because that's happened. So first of all, has it happened to either of you before?
Yes. And I think that's why I wrote this question.
Oh, okay. Good job, Amy. Good job. Jackie, what about you?
Well, I'm the wrong person to ask because I've been with my high school sweetheart since high school. So
you love their scent. You love their scent
yes,
so much.
I love his scent. I love his natural pheromones. And he also wears the pheromones. He has it in his car. And I'm like, he only wears it because he's also in real estate too. So he has closing it whenever deals. He's closing deals, he has his pheromones in the car. So I'm the wrong person to ask for that question.
And Amy, you said what? Because then we'll get to the question.
So for me, yes. Yeah, 100%. So like my current partner, and I thought of actually two partners before that, I was obsessed with the way they smell, but specifically like was the size of their eyes and their forehead. I would like go and...
Would you smell their eyeballs?
Really?
No, the sides. Like, like the temples.
I've never
the
heard temples. Of that.
So temples and the forehead and so maybe just be the angle where they're like sitting down and I'm like hovering over them and I would sniff it. It feel like I would get high on their scent.
I've never heard of this.
And it was the best. It was with this partner and the last two partners. I think that's also why it was hard to break up with some partners. So I was like, but yeah, smells so good versus some other partners or lovers, I'd say, because it usually didn't go that much further. They kind of smell like mold or mildew or like something's just off. And I know that clean people, like they shower, wasn't like they're like, you know, nasty people. So my conclusion was pheromones. Like we're not a good match. I don't know. What do y'all think?
It's true. No, it's completely true. I know so many people that everything works out on paper, but it's like their smell is off or the chemistry isn't off. And that's the pheromones. And that's why we have the products to give everybody that little extra edge.
Time for a quick break so we can tell you about our carefully chosen sponsors.
Please stay tuned and buy their products because we only tell you about what we love and what we truly believe in. And it helps keep this podcast free to you.
I'm a picky ass bitch when it comes to my sex toys, but I've always loved Fun Factory.
Not going to shame you, but you totally are a picky ass bitch.
I know, it's true. I'm proud. So Fun Factory makes the most incredibly gorgeous butt plugs, dual stem vibrators, dildos, even Kegel balls that are made from the best materials in the world. And they exclusively sell my favorite water-based lube. Yeah, picky about that too. Sutil. Sutil actually brings slick, long-lasting, non-sticky moisture to your play with ingredients that soothe and balance the body to keep you in the mood. And it's water-based, which is unheard of because most other water-based formulas, well, they're a little difficult. I don't really love them. Their ingredients include everything from hyaluronic acid and lotus root to give you long-lasting hydration with long-term benefits. And guess what, y'all? Fun Factory is offering our listeners 20% off their entire site when you go to us.funfactory.com and use code SHAMELESS at checkout.
Hyaluronic acid is the best. I use it on my face all the time. It can help alleviate painful sex, and when used regularly, it can even help counter vaginal dryness and atrophy. Sutil can be used with all sex toys, everyone. We always get asked that question. That's right, any sex toys. So it's time for you to go get yourself this 20% off because Fun Factory is just offering it for you. All you have to do is go to us.funfactory.com and use code SHAMELESS at checkout. Again, that is us.funfactory.com and use code SHAMELESS at checkout and you will get 20% off their entire site, including Sutil Lube. Just go have some fun in the bedroom with Fun Factory and Sutil right now.
Do you want personalized sex or relationship advice directly from us, yours truly, Amy and
April? Woo! Hey.
What if we told you that for $30 or less, you not only got a voice memo from us answering your unique sex question, but you also got a copy of our revolutionary book, Shameless Sex, or a ticket to see us live in a city near you?
Well, are you feeling a fuck yes to this? Because I know I am. Mm-hmm. Here's what you do. All you have to do is purchase the hardcover or the audio version of Shameless Sex, the book, anywhere you buy books, or just get a ticket to one of our upcoming Unleashed tour events. That's if you're in Portland, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Seattle. Then simply click the link in this episode's description, because you can upload your receipt image, then enter your sex question, and we'll respond to you with a personalized message just for you about your question. Answer will come to you in just a few days, y'all. It's that easy. This offer will expire whenever the fuck we want it to. Haha. So get it right now, because it won't last long. Squirrel. We have one mutual friend, we talk about her a lot on the podcast, who is super sensitive to smells. And I remember her saying something about a dude that I hooked up with. I think that she either had hooked up with him or she was friends with him. This is years ago. And she's like, didn't he have a weird smell? Like,
no,
just something
I hooked up
off.
With him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she was friends with him. Maybe she made out with him. And you and I had hooked up at different times.
And I was like, you're right. Yeah, it was the pheromones, because I know he was very natural.
But
and,
the three of us all agreed on that.
And there were, and that no, could there be was a deeper issue. We were both just like, And he's like a gorgeous, amazing human, but just no attraction to the smell. Yeah,
because
that's why it's so important.
That makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. And we actually have talked about this many times. Well, okay, let's see what Jackie would say. Jackie, if you could give up one of your senses, so taste, smell, touch, or, you know, et cetera, vision, what would that be?
That is a really good question. That's so hard.
You want me to answer first? I can, because everybody fucks me on this one too.
Yeah,
I say
answer
touch
first.
Okay, so I say touch because I'm like, it's just my hands. I could touch with other parts
whole,
of my body.
No, you're.
But then they start to give me the
your
rules.
Your entire body can't feel
so like,
touch.
I can feel touch with like my different.
No,
pencils.
It's not how it works. If I lose my sense of smell, I can't smell sometimes. No, you're losing altogether. April's a touch. I would lose my sense of smell, which would affect my sense of taste, I believe, right?
Aren't yeah, they that's what I was hand? Thinking. I was rules. First thinking smell, but then that also affects the taste.
And I would be okay with that. I wouldn't love it, but all the other senses I really want to have. But what if it fucks up my flirting game? It really might.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can touch with my mouth. I'll be like, licking people when I meet them.
April, your whole body cannot feel the sensation of touch.
I just make my own rules. You're going with your rules.
I think I go with the rules. Other ones are too hard to give up. I'm going to go with that option.
Amy and I've gotten into arguments before. We've been at like a retreat and we're like, no. And I was like,
she's
like, how could you give up touch? I was like, because I could still get fucked and feel it. And she's like, no, you can't. I was like,
yeah, you
can't.
You know what I can do though? All right. I could give up my sense of smell and taste, but I could wear Eye of Love. And guess what? At least it smells good to other people. I can't smell it.
I think we found the solution.
Exactly. Problem solved.
All right. Well, back to the show, you crazy animals. All right. So this is sort of a loaded question, because talking about pheromones, do they change based on hormones? I think we kind of addressed that. So let's start with that. And then if someone's like, so I'm talking about if I'm ovulating, does that mean my pheromones will change? And if you don't know, or maybe you do, like, are there any times our pheromones are at peak? Like, I remember being like ovulating or having my period or something and feeling like I was more attractive to the outer world. So if so, maybe that's something that we can talk about for the dating world. Let us know more, Jackie.
Yeah, definitely. Pheromones do change at different times. Like I think you hit it right on the head, when you're ovulating or when you're going through menopause and different changes in your life. And yeah, that's kind of why we have these products, is so that you can kind of have that advantage at any time.
So I'm not a research scientist. I'm not a doctor. And I have read studies that talked about how when people are ovulating, they're more likely to cheat. because they're feeling more desirable. Also, people are more attracted to them. And this is not applied to when you're on birth control because it masks this experience altogether. And so I think that that speaks to how pheromones are a huge part of it, because when you're ovulating, like, let's think of the animal kingdom, by the way.
I understand my period, though. People, like, I feel like people are more attracted. But yes, in the animal kingdom, well, too. Let's think of dogs in heat. You're like...
It's like the animal kingdom, right? Yeah. Like they're, you know, they're in heat. They're giving off this like, come and have sex with me so we can make the babies. It's not so we can get married and buy the house, you know, and like fall madly in love. It's to make the babies. And the same thing applies to humans as far as I know. So I think to me, this is a great argument for why pheromones actually really do matter and how you can also manipulate them. Like, I can't manipulate my hormones unless I'm on birth control or not on birth control and like play with that. But you have products that can manipulate that and they can work in your favor. Although I love that you said it will not fix something that is not already there.
Yes, definitely cannot fix something already there, but we can give you a little bit of a turbo charge if you need it.
Yeah. Who doesn't need that?
We all need it. We all need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So let's bring it back to that conversation when I asked you to the question. Amy's like, I wrote that question. So let's say someone's skin smells super funky or it smells off. And I don't know how you would know that unless someone was really honest in a nice way. But we're going to go away from the conversational piece about that, because I do know from my own experience that some people do smell yummy and others don't. So not only do I want to ask if there could be something done to help that person, like with maybe pheromone, the enhancer, because it doesn't seem like it's going
like
to
the
be
the person that you're not attracted to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So could they use a pheromone enhancing spray that's like Eye of Love to help them attract other people? And you may not know the answer, but I'm wondering if that would work. We need to do our own testing. But what do you think about
Let's
that?
Try it.
I think when they're wearing it, it would definitely work. But the question is, like, if this is someone you're going to be with forever, when they're not wearing it, like, are you going to be okay with how they're smelling? We can definitely help with that. But yeah, they're not going to be wearing it all of the time.
Yeah. Don't fall in love with the scent of everyone. Yeah. Okay. Have you all ever, this won't apply to Jackie because she's been the same lovely human for a long time. April, have you experienced this where you're really into someone's scent? Like me, you know, me, my thing with like the temples and the forehead, and like, can't get enough of it. But then once you break up and you like get close to them, you're like, oh, you changed. Have you ever had that happen?
Or the smell that they had, if you're reminded of it, it grosses you out. I've had that.
Yeah.
Like this dude I hooked up with in Spain always wore this Carolina Herrera.
The cologne.
The cologne. Uh-huh. But like that smell would, like, he was super hot at the time. I was like, oh my God, that smell. And anytime I smell that, it's like, I was the 212 or five. I don't know. This, I was fucking 19. But like that smell, I'm like, not repulsed, but I'm like, nope, can't go there, even though it's a cover up pheromones. But I think I, on whatever level you're asking that question, I think yes.
Yeah.
And it might not be their natural scent, but the scent that they're wearing, because I'm not going to tell some guy that barely spoke English that I didn't like his perfume. I wanted to hook up with.
So I remember one of the three partners ago, you know who I'm talking about, the younger one. And I was obsessed with his scent, and because I've experienced it on both sides. So I was obsessed with the scent, and then we broke up and I kind of hurt his heart a little bit because, you know, I do that sometimes on accident. Sorry, but also it was intentional and unintentional at the same time. Anyways, so he's the one that said, you smell different. So my pheromones kind of
after you guys started breaking up.
We broke up.
Oh,
and then we were like trying to get back together. And then I hooked up with someone but like in my opinion, I was like, I'm single. But in his opinion, I wasn't. And so when he found out about that, I was like, I smelled the love smell that we had was gone. And then I've experienced that with my most recent ex of 5.5 years, where I thought he smelled like fucking candy and flowers and everything amazing. And
trauma changed.
There's a reason why the flower is called narcissist, everyone. Okay. Anyways.
Interesting. So interesting.
But when we broke up, he didn't smell bad, but it was like dead neutral. It was just like gone. It was just gone. And I think that we're not researchers, but I think this is all really important to acknowledge that invisible shit is happening. And just because we can't see it or like touch it doesn't mean it's not real. It's energy. I know it sounds a little hippie, but like it matters. Just, yeah, it's valid.
Jackie, you have anything to say about it?
Yeah, about I was going to say a few things. Well, first of all, scent can trigger memories, like good or bad. So if you don't have you know, a good memory of them and you smell them, like you were saying with your story, it's going to trigger those memories.
I do know friends that have been married to their partners for a long time. And like, let's say 10 years, some 12 years. And I remember talking to them and they're like talking about all these other things that were going wrong in their relationship. And then talking about, and I, when I say so many, I'm serious, like a bunch of different friends, some stayed together, but like one of them mentioned the smell had changed and didn't ever put that together. I was like, really? I was like, what do you, why
like,
do you think?
It's different, you use a different soap?
Like, yeah. And then someone else, like another friend, when they were like going through like some sort of like, there was some cheating involved, right? Some non-consensual monogamous
heartbreak.
She said like, I think he smells different. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is legit a good conversation to have, mm-hmm. not to be like postulating if your partner's cheating, if he smells different or she smells different or they smell different. However, yeah. it is something to think about because I don't know, smells are so important. So it's okay. We don't expect you to have all the answers, Jackie, but I of love could perhaps
do research.
I mean, what you're cheating on your partner. Could you just put some eye of love on and mask that shit and be like, nothing happening here.
You know, I was thinking why else the smell could change is because when you're in the relationship, all of your hormones are pumping, especially like when you get into a new relationship, you have your endorphins and everything is so exciting. And then when you're not interested in them anymore and you're really, you know, those hormones aren't pumping and you're smelling what they actually smell like, that could be, it could be they smelled the same the whole time, but you were just in that honeymoon phase that you weren't really paying attention or you enjoyed it at the time and now you don't.
Hormones are a hell of a drug. They're
they for real are, man. Oh my God.
Yes.
Time for a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors who just so happens to be our absolute favorite lube, Uber Lube. Uber Lube is a luxurious silicone lubricant and it enhances intimacy. It's there when you want it and it blends in when you're done with it. So you have control over that lube. It's long lasting and leaves the skin extra velvety. And honestly, y'all, I want it all over my body. Thousands of doctors in the U.S. are recommending Uber Lube to their patients. It's body friendly, less likely to change the pH, and it has vitamin E, so it feels extra moisturizing.
There's a reason why we've been a fan of Uber Lube for years. There's no flavor or scent. It's even great for oral sex, everyone. But it's not just great for sex. You can use it for massage, your hair. You can prevent chafing. It even brings out the colors of your beautiful tattoos. And the bottle is absolutely gorgeous. It looks more like a cosmetic, so you can leave it anywhere shamelessly for easy access. Just go to uberlube.com and use the discount code SHAMELESS10 to get 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com right now with code SHAMELESS10 for 10% off and free shipping. This podcast is also brought to you by OMGS.com. Join over 1 million people who are experiencing more pleasure with OMGS. They take scientific research of thousands of vulva owners showing techniques to pleasure that pussy. They turn this research into tasteful, educational short videos, animated modules, and infographics. OMGS is for anyone who wants to learn about vulva pleasure or take it to the next level. Want to take your orgasms from good to out of this world? Then check out OMGS. Or if you're a vulva lover and want to up your pussy pleasuring skills, then you need to check out OMGS.
I've personally been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's completely changed their lives. They have three seasons: external pleasure, internal pleasure, and sex toys. It's not a subscription service, and you don't need to download a thing. OMGS also makes a fabulous gift, and your purchase supports more pleasure research. So just go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Again, that's omgs.com/shameless to receive 10% off unlimited access towards enhancing your pleasure power. The link is in the episode's description.
So a question about like more about the process, because I've always wondered this, like, so you have, you know, a scent, you're making, you know, perfume, cologne, et cetera, or a lotion. And then you have pheromones, which mm-hmm. they don't have a scent. And I think of them as almost like these invisible little energy sparks, like, beep, beep, I want to get into your scent. Mm-hmm. So what is the process of adding pheromones to your perfumes and products? Like, is it, what's the scientific process on how that's even, how do you even find pheromones? Where do you get pheromones from?
Extract them from beaver.
That is
penis.
A good question. Yes.
Only you and I are going to understand that one, April. I'm glad you said that.
I can't speak for other companies because a lot of other companies do get the pheromones from pig's urine and weird things like that. But
and
I
beaver anus, right?
Yes, exactly.
Fucking beaver anus. Thank you. Yes. I'm serious. Yes. Oh, dude, I knew this.
Literally, literally. But
we're gonna
I
get like 75 hate emails.
But we actually get our pheromones from the wild yam root. So we derive them from this root so that they are vegan, they're cruelty free, all of that good stuff. And then from there we create, you know, fragrance oils, like I said, with different, you know, vanilla, jasmine, grapefruit, all of these fun, sexy fragrances. And then we, you know, create a pheromone perfume. And then we have obviously our chemists and all of that who do that part. But that's the basic process behind it.
I will be so interested in walking through that scientific. I obviously wear one of those cute like caps, like this shower cap looking things. And like, I'd be like, okay, what can I smell today?
Obviously, I'd wear that.
Obviously, I'd have to wear that.
It makes the whole outfit all together.
Do you have a special one for the bangs? Yeah. sorry. I'm just really fascinated. Have you ever seen like the laboratory? So,
of course.
So you've been around with your working with your father with Eye of Love for, I feel like it's like over a decade. Is it a decade?
I think
over
so.
A decade.
Yeah, since 2011.
So more than a decade. Since 2024. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So in all of this experience, how do you feel Eye of Love differs from all of the other pheromone products out there? Cause there's a ton, and not only the vegan piece, cause that's amazing, but how else do you feel like your mission for delivering best pheromones are different from everyone else?
So I touched on it with, you know, like I said, the pheromones itself, I think that's number one, the biggest difference is the quality of the pheromones. Cause most pheromone brands, they will either use, like I said, those funky ingredients, or there won't even be pheromones in it at all. And it'll just be the fragrance. And they say the fragrance is their pheromone because it has, you know, vanilla and all the sexy, you know, fragrances in it, but there's no actual pheromones inside. And also the quality of our fragrance oils and the packaging and the messaging, I think it's just on a different level. So that's the main difference. We're pretty much like one of the pioneers in this space. And I know there's a lot of other competition now.
I'm not really like a scent snob.
No,
because
you're not.
I don't.
You're like, you hate most scents.
I actually don't. Yeah. Well, so you could say I'm a snob. I just don't really wear, like, I'll put like almond oil on my skin. And so I don't put on perfumes and colognes. And that's just, you know, whatever reason, probably my upbringing, because my mom doesn't
do that
either.
Your mom like that, yeah.
Yeah. She used to get headaches from all kinds of stuff. And anyways, though, I think, how did this happen? At a trade show, I believe, I got one of the Eye of Love, the matchmaker.
There's one for her, one to attract her, one to attract him, and one to attract them.
Them, yeah.
That's, yes.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. So, yeah. So I got the matchmaker. I think it was like gifted to me. And I always test it. Because, you know, when you put something on your skin and you smell like, oh, it smells good. And then 10 minutes later, it's entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
I loved how it worked with my skin. And I've tried all the matchmaker scents. And I loved all of them. And what I love, primarily, I haven't tested all the pheromone stuff. I should do that more often. Be like, hey, I see what happens. But what I love is that it's not too floral. It's not too musky. All the scents seem kind of like in the middle, depending on like how you want to lean. And so I keep one in my purse at all times, and I absolutely love it. And I know that in just everyone listening, you know, in the pleasure product world, like April said, a lot of people are coming out with pheromone products, perfumes, colognes, lotions. And this is the only one I'm putting on my body right now. And so I just really, really appreciate what you all have done and created. Thank you. I believe it. And Shameless Sex listeners, you know that April and I don't bullshit you because, well, we're bad liars.
Also, when you talk about the packaging thing, that's true. That's true. Because it's like, Amy was like, oh, she had one, you had like their, it's like a spray, and you had it in your bag, and the entire label, it's just like nicely painted on. It was worn off because she had had it and she was almost out. And we saw you at the, she's like, I use this all the time.
I got to the last drop of my last bottle. And then at the last show, you gave me another one. And so I was like, So I have my fresh one here.
I didn't tell my partner that it was the one for to attract. It was the matchmaker. I don't know, because I think you were one of the folks that work with you. We're like, do you want the one to attract her, him, or them? And I was like, him. And ooh. So I like got the him and I sprayed it on. And then when I got home, my partner was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, I just got this at the trade show. You want to try it? And I didn't tell him it was attract him. Oh, and he said God. That he wore it. And he was like, dude, I got like really great feedback in my meetings today. And
that's
I was like,
what it,
oh,
yeah.
For real? No.
Yeah.
So that is legit, like the truth. Because, mm-hmm. And then I told him, I'm like, you know, that's meant to attract him. He works with dudes all day. And I was like,
yeah. Hmm.
So it's not just for sex, y'all. That is legit. And I'm smelling right now. It's like, that's so the truth. So, but yeah.
I have one other question. So there's the, you know, her, him, then how does your company decide these are the pheromones to attract her? These are the pheromones to attract him. These are the pheromones to attract everyone. Like, what's the science behind that?
We have one pheromone that's used to attract her, and that's called androstenol. And we have a different pheromone that's used to attract him, and that's called estrotetranol. And then we also have products that have both pheromones inside for people who are gender fluid. We have all of the options.
Mm-hmm. Non-binary folks. So it's something for everyone.
Something for everyone.
You could also probably buy if you're like doing different things. And this isn't even a sales pitch. This was honestly to learn about pheromones. But now that we're talking to you, you could buy a couple of different ones. And then if you have, like you're talking about, a real estate agent, or you have a big meeting with your boss that's like a cis man, or you're going to a big board meeting with both, you could be like, I'm going to spray these on. I actually think this would be smart for us to test, Amy.
Let's do it.
So
I will send you our results.
Yes, we will. We'll send you our results after 2 months of clinical trials. So
I want to hear it.
And we did want to talk to you. I know you're a new mother and stuff, and I think maybe that'll have to be continued because we like to keep our shows somewhat like at below, you know, 60 minutes because people are busy. And so, and we know you're a new mom and you have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, which may not be new, but that is young. So congratulations on that. And hopefully you could create maybe a child pheromone that makes them just be awesome all the time. Like, wow, every time I spray this on, my child is amazing.
Eat your broccoli pheromone.
Yes. Yeah. Spray this on me and you listen to me, everything I say.
I think if I could do that, I would be like in heaven.
retired on a PJ now, calling us like, yeah, girls. Yeah.
Yes, I would not be here. I think that needs to be my next thing.
I have faith in you. And when that happens, you call us and then we're going to come with you and we're going to cheers and be like, yeah, you got this. So, but in the meantime, because people are going to want this product, they're going to want to learn more about your products. They're going to want to learn more about where they can buy them. And if you also could these products lower divorce and breakup rates, then maybe upping this sexual like prowess, like, where can they find more of Eye of Love? And if you do anything on the side, like Jackie Rubinoff, like they can consult you. I don't know if you do, because I know you're fucking busy, but let us know. Also social handles. Thank you.
Yes. So you can just go to eyeoflove.com, eyeoflove.com. And then on Instagram, we're just at Eye of Love. So it's very simple.
You don't reach out to Jackie, okay? She's way too fucking busy. Okay,
you can,
no, she's real. She has a team.
You can find me through there too. I'm just Jax Rubinoff. If you want to find me too.
You're like, have you worked on the pheromone for children yet?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the most people requesting that now.
Well, I mean, April and I don't have kids. We have dogs, so we need a dog pheromone too. Would there be an asshole?
My dog, he's on one right now after 6 teeth pulled. He's like on one. So yeah, this is really fascinating. And I know, like, thank you for honoring us with answering some of the questions that are a little bit more difficult, because we know you already have board, you know, certified scientists. You have all these folks that do this research to know what you're putting into your products. And you did a great job answering our questions, even though we might have had a little bit like more science, like, could this do this? But of course, this is just the ever unfolding. The more humans out there, the more questions there will be about smells and about taste and about touch and about all these things. So we appreciate you and your passion and finding the time being this mega entrepreneur and running this amazing business to speak with us here at Shameless Sex and our listeners. So thank you, Miss Jackie. And to all of our listeners out there, go check out Eye of Love. There's nothing stopping you. It's kind of like really like amazing scent. I'm just put some on my chest. Well, we took a little cut, but I put some on my chest as Jackie That's recommended. Nice. And yes. It was from Amy's purse.
My matchmaker.
Yeah. And it doesn't smell like a hippie, which I'm super proud of her for.
Oh, I've grown up. Look at me. I was never a patchouli person. You were the patchouli person when
Only
I met you.
When I was like 18, bro.
She used to wear patchouli. Actually, her old passport was covered in patchouli.
So we are ending this podcast now.
She's been through a lot of
And I did save that passport, and every time I busted out, my partner like, smells like patchouli in here. And I'm like, God damn it. That was in 2010 that happened.
Matchmaker has patchouli, everyone.
No, nothing wrong with patchouli.
Upgraded.
Upgrade.
Jasmine. So go check out Eye of Love. And to all of our listeners out there, you are our Eye of Love. We love you so much. We appreciate you listening every week. Or if you're just a new listener, we appreciate you taking the time to check out what we have to say and what we have to conversate with our beautiful guests, because we really value all of their information. And if you want more people, like your friends, your family, your friend, your coworker that you just met, did a big real estate deal
your
with.
Your other friend.
Yeah, your friends.
lots of friends.
Rate us on iTunes, on Spotify. If you can't find us on Spotify, then Amy made it real easy because we got removed because of a fake account.
Just look up Shameless Sex Podcast. Yes. If you can't find us, click on the podcast tab. There we are.
See? Boom. Booyah. All right, y'all. Also, remember, we have Shameless Sex, the book. It is in all formats, so you can get it on Kindle, on Audible, Amy and I read to you, on a hardback. It's not on paperback yet. Why? Because we want you to value that, and it can keep, you know, its form. So shamelesssex.com for all of that. We are also on tour, so check out shamelesssex.com for our live shows coming to you soon. And we're doing two more book tour dates. So,
and we just want to say, if you want to come to our live shows, sign up now, because, you know, if we don't get a million signups, just kidding, we don't need a million, we might not come to your city. Please. So if you see that, they're talking to you. We're talking to you, There's Portland. We're talking cities. To you, Los Angeles,
Seattle,
and Chicago. Yep.
Those are my friends from Chicago that I grew up with. Yes.
You want us?
Jackie's going to come. She's going to hang out with us. Get a babysitter. Okay, y'all. We're done scolding you, okay? Our little shameless sex revolutionaries, you're big too, okay? We love you. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.